changing your last name. I did not expect the feedback that we got on
crazy.
From everybody calling and it was like everybody was so passionate about it.
Well, yeah, as a woman, I mean,
it makes me it makes me feel weird for not caring at all.
It's one of those important life decisions that nobody thinks about.
Right.
Well, you guys have never had to do it.
And probably never will have to.
Never will. Yeah, the patriarchy.
I'm just kidding.
All right, and then we had our first round of Friend or Foe of the season.
That was fun.
Ooh.
And maybe it's just me, right out of World War II.
Hey. Yeah, right up your alley, Kelly.
That's right. It's all coming up right now on the podcast.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Taking someone's last name, it can always be a little bit difficult, but that's what we have up today, and why should we talk to you on Monday? Well, we are joined by someone who has something big going on over the weekend, so they call us up, tell us all about it, and we get to be a part of it and see how it goes on Monday. But that's why we have Victoria on the phone with us right now. Victoria, what's going on? Why should we talk to you on Monday?
Hey, guys. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough weekend because I got to tell my fiance that I don't want to take his last name.
Ooh. Okay. Well, we need some context here. Why don't you want to take his last name?
I have a very unique last name, and I want to keep it. I like mine.
Okay.
So I don't really want to take his.
Now, how long have you two been together, and have you guys talked about this ever?
We never really talked about it together. We've been together around 4 or 5 years now, but it never really came up. It didn't really seem that important at first.
Now, how do you think he's going to take this?
He's kind of like a traditional guy, so I don't think he's going to take it well.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
This is funny because this is actually the first thing I do if I start dating somebody. I try their last name on mine. And I actually have refused to date guys if they had goofy last names. Did you ever think about maybe hyphenating it or changing your middle name to keep your maiden name? Or you just don't want his last name at all?
I just really don't want his last name at all.
Now, here's the thing, though. What if he's like, no, you need to take my last name? Like, this is a deal breaker for me. If you don't take my last name, we're not getting married.
I don't know. I think that if he really loves me, he'll understand.
I was in the exact opposite position where my wife wanted to change her name, and I was like, no, keep your maiden name because it's awesome.
Right.
My wife's maiden name was De La Isla, which I just thought was the coolest name.
It's a beautiful name.
I was like, we should give our kids your last name. Like, it's so awesome. And my name's so boring, but I'm not old school in that aspect.
And this happened with my ex-sister-in-law too, and I think it's fine because more and more women are actually choosing not to change their name, especially they say if they're higher educated, if they make a lot of money, if it's part of their branding.
I guess to me, it's just a name. But I understand when people have a lot of pride in their name and everything. My name is so boring, I have no pride in it whatsoever. So that's why this just doesn't resonate with me. But so you're just not willing to do anything. Like you're keeping your last name. That's it. Period. Point blank.
Yeah, I'm pretty set on that.
Has he ever said that his last name means something very similar to the way you feel like your last name means something?
No, he's never really made it like it's that important to him. I just know that he is a traditional guy, like I said, and I think he's just not going to like the fact that I won't want to change it to his.
We'll bleep it, okay? Because I'm sure you don't want to be throwing last names all over the air like this, but let us at least know, and then we can tell what name you'd be giving up and what name you'd be taking on. So what is your last name? Okay.
Yeah, I'm keeping that name.
But what is his last name? Yeah, that name's boring as hell. That name is boring as hell. Girl, keep your name.
You're just kind of iconic. I'm changing my mind now. I'm seeing her side.
So how are you going to tell this to him? Like, what's the process? Are you going to sit him down to dinner? Are you going to get him drunk? What are you going to do?
Yeah, probably, get him a few drinks. Loosen him up a little bit.
How old are you guys? Because that could have a big bearing in this.
We're in our 30s.
Okay. Because I'll say, if you're in your 20s, I can't imagine any dude in his 20s even caring. It's such a different world.
I have a feeling that if he is that traditional, I feel like he's going to feel like his last name has importance to it. Like it's a family name. It's something that's been around for a while. I think it's as tough as this is going to be, I feel like it's going to be a harder conversation than just being like, I don't want your last name.
Well, let me ask you this, Brian. You're in a long-term relationship.
Yep.
You guys aren't married yet.
Nope.
Now, when you go to get married, how would you take it if she said, I'm not taking your last name?
I mean, my name is a... You never trust a person with two first names.
Right.
And my last name is my first name. So I'm cool with what she keeps. And we've had that conversation, though. She was like, maybe we'll hyphen it. I go, do it, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we're still married.
Yep.
And that's all that matters.
She still gets half your stuff.
Yeah. Oh, don't remind me about that.
You know, and it's not just that. I think it's also the perception of other family members. You're going to be hearing about this for a long time. I remember my family judging so hard. Like, what? She doesn't love you. She doesn't think you're good enough. She doesn't want to be part of this family. What's wrong with our heritage? All this other crap. And it got just really contentious.
People are ridiculous.
They are ridiculous.
It's just letters in a certain order. All right. Well, we're going to do this, okay, Victoria? We're going to call you this exact same time on Monday, okay, and find out how it went, you telling your fiancé that you're not going to be taking his name when you guys get married. When is the wedding? How far off is it?
It's like in a few months.
Oh, okay. You waited to the red zone to do it. All right.
Well, better than at the altar.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, hey, we wish you the best. Honestly, we do. I think it's going to go great, and we'll talk to you at this same time on Monday, okay?
Okay, sounds good, guys.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Wow, I'm surprised we got so many texts. We talked to Victoria a little bit ago. She was our Why Should We Talk to You on Monday. She wants to tell her fiancé over the weekend that she's not going to take his last name when they get married in a couple of months. And we have someone sitting on hold right now who is in this exact situation. But Chelsea, we got a lot of texts on this, too.
All women.
Okay.
All women.
What they saying?
Ashley's like, hey, do they have a date set? They do. I think it's in 3 months is what she said.
She said, right? A few months, yeah. Right?
And Bridget says, it's so much work to change your last name, too. When I got married, I changed mine, and man, was it a ton of hoops to go through.
I bet.
It's true. You got to go to the DMV, the Social Security office, everything, all your work stuff. Jenna, to be fair, it's also very expensive, very time-consuming. Same thing. Alicia asking, if they have kids, would she want their kids to have her last name or his? Sharon's wondering the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca's giving a shout out to Miss Yearwood. Trisha Yearwood doesn't go by Brooks. I think she legally has her name married like that, but she goes by Yearwood.
Yeah, I mean, she's a huge star, so
yeah, and Garth, can't change that. And Garth says that's Miss Yearwood. He has respect for her because she's her own entity.
I don't know. Am I weird for just not caring at all?
No, because I don't care.
Okay.
Maybe it's just a guy thing, though.
It could be. Like, when my wife changed her last name, it was very symbolic because it's right before we left Texas. And she was like, if we're going to do this, I want to be a united front. So it was more symbolic than anything.
Yeah, and I just think, like, a guy, traditionally, we don't change our name. So we don't ever think about it.
Yeah.
And when, on the flip side, women are the ones that have to go through the name change.
Right. Yeah.
So the whole idea for us is like, well, we're keeping the name, so it doesn't really matter to us.
Right.
But for women, it's a completely different thing because now they have the actual tough decision of doing it.
Well, let's get to this phone call. We have someone sitting on hold right now who actually, so you hyphenated your last name when you got married.
It is.
And was it a big deal when you decided to do that?
So yeah, at first it was a huge deal until I kind of explained part of it. I did explain that I was very happy to take his last name, but I'm very also proud of a lot of things that my family has done, both in the community and nationwide. And that was my given name, and I just really wanted to hold on to that. And so I'll go by my married name for pretty much anything that's not legal, but I just really wanted to hold on to that.
That's beautiful.
It makes sense, and it makes me feel bad that my family did absolutely nothing I'm proud of that I care about keeping my last name. Like, I would have taken my wife's last name if she would have wanted me to. I'd be like, yeah, cool, let's go.
You know, and I'm kind of in the...
stance of my cousin, that my cousin was like, I hyphenated it because if I ever get divorced, I can just drop their name. I'm like, okay. That's one way to look at it.
Smart cookie.
Yeah, but I was like, oh.
Did your now husband, then fiance, give you any, you know, was he upset about it at all?
He was, yeah. He wasn't the most happy about it until I had to explain it a couple times. And every now and then, you know, somebody will throw out my maiden name. And he's not a huge fan of that.
Okay.
But I just also tell him that we've been married for almost 5 years. So that's 30 years of people knowing me by my maiden name. Don't take offense.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I am very proud to be, you know, carry his last name. And I'm very proud to have my last name.
How long have you guys been married?
5 years in October.
Okay. I'm sorry if you said that already. And does he still care?
Well, here's a story.
All
right. So, not to get too deep or anything, but
My
father passed away last fall, and every year on Valentine's Day, my dad would always get me flowers. And somebody, I don't know who, still remembered that, and they had flowers dropped off for me at Pleasureland, and they had an envelope with a necklace in it about always being like daddy's little girl, and they put Whitney Pearson on it, and he wasn't the most impressed.
Really?
And I just explained that, like, maybe this person doesn't know my married name.
Right.
Yeah, I can see the traditional stance, but my dad is the same way. In private, he would actually call me by my maiden name. He's like, always remember that you're a Nelson. He's like, it doesn't matter. And, you know, granted, my ex was a total screwball.
I was going to say, wasn't your ex not the best human being on the planet?
He was a total screwball.
Yeah, that's just a dad who, that's just a dad who's not proud of his daughter's decision.
but, you know, and so it worked out. It all worked out. But I totally get it. What's in a name? I think the compromise was beautiful. And
there's bigger issues in the world to worry about than that.
There's bigger issues in a marriage too.
Mm-hmm.
It's super funny because like my dad was filling out some like legal paperwork, and mind you, like I worked with my dad like when he was alive and everything like that. So it's like he's a huge part of my life. And when he was in some legal documents, I needed to sign it, and I was like, okay. And then I looked and I was like, well, Dad, I was like, that just has my married name. And he's like, well, that's your name, isn't it? And I'm like, for the love, Dad. We work together.
Funny.
Everything like that. I'm like, you didn't realize it was hyphenated. And he's like, no, I thought you were just talking about that.
I love it. He probably knew good and hell well, too, that it was hyphenated, but he just wanted to put it down like that.
I was like, well played, Dad.
Thank you so much for calling in. Hopefully this gives Victoria some help in making her decision and sticking to her guns to keep her last name.
Absolutely.
All right, we're running a little bit late this morning, so I don't have time right now to tell you the story about how I embarrassed the entire Japanese culture. I'll do it next, but the amount of texts and calls we're getting about this name change thing. So to reset real quick, we talked to Victoria just a little bit ago, and she's getting married in a couple months, does not want to take her fiance's last name. I was going to tell him over the weekend. That's why we're going to talk to her on Monday. Mm-hmm. But the Chelsea, the texts that are coming in are insane.
Yeah, we got people all over the board. Carla texted in, I know a guy who changed his last name. It does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I like that. Julie, I'm with the girl. I was married and divorced and went back to my maiden name. When I get married again, I'm going to keep my last name because forget it. It's a lot of work. My kids wish that her kids do wish that her name was hyphenated so that there could be that link.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, so I get that. Jen, I didn't change my name for 2 years after we got married. At that time, my husband was pushing for it. So to settle it, we each picked a card, and the high card won. I drew queen, and he drew king. Then I drug my feet on it for another 6 months. So, yeah, eventually got to it. Tracy texted in, my husband and I actually talked about changing both our last names to my mom's maiden name because she has a rock solid, super cool family. So they wanted to honor that side of the family.
I found out my mom's last name is hyphenated.
Oh,
and
really?
She's never gone by that.
Oh, really?
So she like her name is legally DeLeo Tester.
Her government name?
That's her government
name. Her government name.
But no, yeah, that's the weirdest thing in the world that she's never actually gone off that.
Yep. All right. Well, this woman on the phone here has a similar situation. What's up?
The situation's a little different. It was my son.
Okay.
Had my ex-husband's last name, and before he got married, his future father-in-law wanted him to take their name.
Really?
And he came to me and talked to me, and he wanted to take my family name.
Wait a second. Hold on.
He had an option of his mom's name or his future father-in-law's name. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
My original family name.
Okay. So what ended up happening?
Name. He changed his name to my family name.
Wow.
And then she took that name too?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a great story.
Yeah, it was I was so proud. My dad was so proud.
Yeah.
It was really cool. It was really cool. So,
that's
yeah,
awesome.
A name is just a name.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when it's a family name, yeah, it can mean a lot.
It can.
And that's something you don't often hear is a guy changing their name, especially in that situation, too. That's super cool.
I wish I would have taken my wife's name, because a white dude with the last name of De La Isla would be so confusing to people.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
If you love sushi, you're not going to love what I did last night. So I met up with some friends. Well, one friend I kind of hang out with, Brian. We kind of get together every 6 months and hang out, right? Yeah. But my friend John Brown, the gigantic African-American gentleman that you saw in the photo that I posted.
Yep. John Brown.
I haven't seen that dude since I moved to Texas, and that was like 26 years ago or something like that.
Where does he... Are they all from around here?
Yeah, they're all from around here. So cool. We got together last night to get some sushi. We went to an all-you-can-eat place, right?
Oh, God.
And it was nice. It was fun. It was sitting around and just having some drinks and talking, laughing, you know, memories, everything else.
Yeah.
And like a true Midwesterner, I love chicken teriyaki. I don't know if it exists outside of the Midwest, but man, we love some good teriyaki sauce in the Midwest.
Okay.
So on the sushi menu, I saw chicken teriyaki sushi.
You didn't.
I ordered it.
No.
And the waitress like asked me, "Are you sure?" Like, and I was like, like a waitress doesn't often ask you, "Are you sure?" in your food choices.
And you proceeded to buy it.
So it was all you can eat, but they came to your table like, and you would order like three rolls at a time, right? And my friends were like, "I'm not eating that." I was like, "No, I want to try it because I love chicken teriyaki." And maybe they jazzed it up in a sushi roll.
Okay.
It was the most disgusting thing I have ever eaten in my entire life. I don't know for how many years this chicken was sitting back there with teriyaki sauce on it. And so I ate it.
It's all dried out.
Oh my God, it was the driest chicken ever. It was disgustingly dry.
Hold up. Okay. Did it have cream cheese with it too?
No, it had just a piece of like cucumber in it or something like that.
Oh, so that was the only sushi element on
right.
that whole
Well, and
roll.
It was wrapped in seaweed.
You okay. know what they did, right? They went back there and like, "Open up the canned chicken. This guy wants the teriyaki."
Canned chicken would have been an improvement on this chicken. I've never had chicken that dry in my life.
What?
And so the waitress comes back and I was like, "Has anybody ever ordered that before?" And she had a Japanese accent. I'm not going to imitate her because that would sound weird. But she was like, no one's ever ordered that before. I said, "Was that literally the whitest thing I could have done in this restaurant?"
Oh, yeah. No question.
She was like, "I wanted to say that earlier, but I didn't say
it." She didn't want to insult Why didn't you.
Did you eat all of it?
Most of it. I left one roll.
Why?
On the plate.
Why didn't you just get another roll?
Because I felt bad. Like, it's their...
That is also the most Midwestern thing, that you didn't want to waste food even if it's crap.
I did. I left one little... And another Midwestern thing, I left one piece sitting on the thing because I was like, "Oh, this is disgusting."
In case somebody else wanted a piece of that dry chicken wrap that you had going on?
As a sushi purist. Because isn't it breaded and fried? Isn't the chicken and...
I wish, Chelsea.
Like a chicken tendy?
That would have been so awesome had it been... It was like a boiled chicken breast or something.
Oh, God. I'm getting so sick right now.
Not even seasoned.
It wasn't seasoned. It tastes like boiled chicken.
I just like how you are too nice of a person to be like, "This tastes like crap. I'm going to still eat it anyway."
My friends are like looking at me with like their lips turned up too. Like, "Ugh."
Did you eat it with a fork?
No, I use chopsticks.
Okay, I was going to say, you eat that with a fork,
were
you really cross the line.
Pretending to like this?
Oh, hell no. I was just like, I was choking down every piece. And they're like, "Dude, it's all you can eat. Get something else." I'm like, "No, I ordered it. I'm going to eat it."
I bet she was back
for the wrong
in
reasons.
The kitchen looking through that little window, be like, "Oh, he's taking the bite.
He's taking another one?
He's going to finish."
No amount of soy sauce either could moisten this chicken.
I can't believe he's doing it.
They're throwing bets. Is he going to finish it? Are you going to finish it?
There's probably a picture of me up in the kitchen now.
you're on the wall of fame. More like the wall of shame.
Like, they're like, "Oh, shoot. Now we got to get another order of that chicken teriyaki for the next 10 years."
So to my waitress from last night, I would just like to say,
ごめんなさい.
That's "I'm sorry" in Japanese.
I think you need to say it again.
I offended her culture.
ごめんなさい.
And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
It's time now for the Small Town Salute.
We want to say good morning to everybody listening in Parker's Prairie, Minnesota, population 1,100. Parker's Prairie actually has a connection to Grand Forks, North Dakota, because it was the home of Hugo Magnuson. Not only did he found the regional Hugo's grocery store chain, he was also the mayor of Grand Forks, North Dakota from 1964 to 1972. That's a big name to come out of a town that only covers 1.25 square miles, but that's why Parker's Prairie, Minnesota, you get today's Small Town Salute.
That was your Small Town Salute on The Kelly Jordan Show. The Kelly Jordan Show.
It is now time to play Friend or Foe for Winstock tickets. We have our two contestants on the phone right now. Jordan, are you there?
Yep.
All right. And Whitney, are you there?
I am.
Ladies, it is now time to play Friend or Foe. Whoa! It's back. It's back. Now, this is the game where either one of you is going to Winstock with two tickets, both of you are going to win stock with one ticket, or neither one of you is going to win stock.
Yikes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
The excitement is palpable.
Oh, the tension.
I know.
I think someone's taking a nap.
Okay.
Or something is going on right now.
You know, it's the first time we're playing it this year. It was bound to be a little rough.
We'll get it figured out.
So, how this game works is if you both say friend, you each get one ticket to Winstock. If one of you says foe and the other one says friend, the person who says foe gets both tickets to Winstock. If you both say foe, neither one of you gets tickets to Winstock. And we go to the 99th texter texting in the word Winstock right now to 320-656-9453.
All right. Okay.
All right. So this game is about what?
Honesty.
Trust.
Honesty. Trust. Friendship.
Friendship. Thank you, Chelsea. So, Jordan, why don't you tell Whitney why you guys should both say friend so that you each get one ticket to Winstock?
Hey, Whitney. I think we should both say friends so we both can go to Winstock. I'm actually getting married the weekend before, so I think it would be a great wedding gift for my future husband. He loves Jason Aldean. Obviously, we would both go, but I think even just one ticket, it just saves that little bit of cash. You know, cash is tight with the wedding planning and just money in general with the world that it, way it is. So I think we both should say friends so we both can go and enjoy the show.
Solid.
Heartfelt.
Wow.
Jordan, that was solid.
Right there.
Very good.
Right in the feels.
So, Whitney, why do you think that Jordan should say friend so that you both get one ticket to Winstock?
Well, congrats on your wedding, first off. Second off, I agree. One ticket is better than none, and that means we both get to go, and who doesn't want to see Jason Aldean? So, if we both say friend, it's the best of both worlds.
Right to the point.
Yep.
Very diplomatic.
Good stuff. Very good stuff. One tugged at the heartstrings. One was very black and white.
Hey, got to get it going.
All right. So what we're going to do is we have to play this off the air because if they can hear each other, well, then it's just going to ruin everything. So what we're going to do is play a couple of songs. We're going to play Friend or Foe while those songs are playing. We're going to record it and then play it back so everyone can hear it. Okay?
Yep.
Okay.
We are playing Friend or Foe for Winstock tickets with that huge lineup.
I mean, it's unreal. Jason Aldean, Cole Swindell, John Party, Russell Dickerson, Ashley McBride, Sarah Evans going to be out there as well. Mm. And it's all happening June 14th and 15th.
Either one of these guys is going to Winstock, both of them are going to Winstock, or neither one of them is, and you could be going if you're the 99th texter right now, texting the word Winstock to 320-656-9453. Now, we have to play this while we're off the air because we can't have these guys hearing each other on the air. So this is how it went down when we played Friend or Foe off the air. Jordan, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Whitney can't hear you because we're playing a song right now, so we're not live on air. But we always like to find out before we get both of you back on the phone. She won't be able to hear any of this. Do you plan on saying friend or foe, Jordan?
I really want to say friend, but right before we hung up there, she said she's not even playing for her ticket. So I'm a little concerned. Ooh. I'm hoping.
No, that was me.
That was Chelsea who said that.
That was my big mouth. Okay.
Chelsea can't win.
Oh, okay.
Don't base your opinion on what Chelsea said.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'm leaning towards friend. Like I said, one ticket is goes a long way, so I'm hoping she will do the same.
You're too good of a soul.
But this is not legally binding. You can change your mind right up until the last second.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm going to put you back on hold. We're going to find out what she plans on saying, okay? Then I'll get you both back on. All right, hold on. Whitney, are you there?
I am.
All right, Whitney. Now, Jordan cannot hear you, and we're in a song right now, so this isn't live on air or anything. And we just like to find out before we get you both back on the phone, do you plan on saying friend or foe?
I'm going to say friend. I got to have a little bit of faith in humanity that's left.
Girl, you said it.
Yeah, but if you say foe, you could get two tickets and not just one. You know
Brian,
what I mean?
Stop being an instigator.
Hey, I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
We got good vibes happening over here.
I mean, two tickets would be wonderful, but there's got to be a little hope in this world, right?
Man, Whitney, I like you.
I'm glad a lot of people are better than me. I'd throw foe right in there.
No question about it. I'm not going to lie. If it was yesterday, it would have been foe.
Ooh, what happened yesterday?
It was just one of those days.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have been out for blood if this was yesterday.
Just one of them days?
100%. It wouldn't have even been a question.
All right. Well, all right, Whitney, we're going to get Jordan back on the phone and play Friend or Foe, okay?
Deal.
All right, here we go. Jordan, are you there?
Yep.
All right, now here's how this works. At the count of three, you guys are either going to say friend or foe at the exact same time. If you hesitate, you instantly lose.
Okay.
All right? Now, if you both say friend, you each get one ticket to Winstock. If one of you says foe and the other one says friend, the person who says foe gets both tickets to Winstock. The person who was kind and said friend gets nothing. If you both decide to give each other the old royal screw job and say foe, neither one of you gets any tickets. And we'll give them away to the 99 texter then.
That's right.
Okay.
Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So if you're listening right now, get your fingers ready. Text in Winstock to 320-656-9453 if these two, if neither one of these two wins. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
At the count of three, no hesitations, friend or foe, you got to scream it out loud. One, two, three.
Friend.
Yay! There is good in the world.
Love wins.
Friendship wins. Yay.
Awesome. You both said friend. That means you each get one ticket to Winstock this year.
Woo-hoo!
Now, it's kind of weird to win one ticket, but...
Yeah. But you can buy more, of course, right. Online. I was convinced someone was saying foe.
Yeah,
I was convinced when she said her wedding was the weekend before and her husband likes it. I was like, oh, yeah, she's saying foe.
I had my eye on Jordan. Jordan, why did you stick with friend?
Like I said, one ticket goes a long way, and you can definitely buy the other one, and I wanted Whitney to be able to go, too.
Honesty and friend or foe, that's amazing.
Unbelievable.
And Whitney, you stuck with friend.
I did.
Because you want to see good in the world.
I do. I want there to be a little bit of hope for whatever weekend you have left.
And today was a good day for Whitney. Now it's a great day for Whitney.
Awesome.
It's a perfect day.
Aww. Well, you each are winning one ticket to Winstock in the very first round of Friend or Foe 2024. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. We mean absolutely no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
So back in World War II, you can imagine they were throwing a lot of hand grenades back and forth.
Hey. Yeah.
Blowing stuff up. Hand grenade has always been the weirdest thing to me. Like
the idea of a hand grenade?
Yeah, just like how it works and, you know, is it timed or is it, you know, impact? Whatever, it's just a weird thing to me.
You got a few seconds. Yeah, hang on to it.
So the U.S. government decided back during World War II that they were going to design hand grenades in the shape of baseballs.
What?
Genius.
Right. You pretty much can guess why. Because they believed that all young American men probably knew how to throw a baseball fairly far and with pretty good accuracy.
Dumping them deep.
Right. So if you think about it, boy, they would have been disappointed if they gave me one of those. It would have fell right at my feet. And
here,
boom.
Kelly, throw it. Yeah, just drop it right down. Like, what was that?
That was like a shot put, limp wristed, I don't even know what.
I gave it my all.
But anyway, so they figured that if they did that, then we would be able to throw these things with super just precision. And it worked.
It is kind of weird. They look almost like a pine cone now and kind of goofy. And
these look like baseballs.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Being able to just whip it at someone running right at you and just whoosh.
I wonder how much they weighed. I should look up how much a hand grenade weighed.
That's
like 3-4 pounds.
Could you imagine?
4 pounds?
No.
No way.
Oh, gosh,
they're filled with explosive. What do you guys think? How much? Hold on. All right, nobody look it up. Just me.
Okay.
How much do you think a hand grenade weighs?
Like a current hand grenade?
Sure.
Pound and a half.
I'm sure it hasn't changed much.
Well, how much? I'm going to look up. Can I look up how much a baseball weighs?
I'm going to say 19 ounces.
19 ounces.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm going to say like...
How much does a hand grenade weigh?
20
ounces. A hand grenade weighs no more than 2 pounds.
No more than 2 pounds. So I said 1.5.
That's a lot,
What did I say? 4?
Okay. 4 pounds?
Oh, I was wrong. All right. Sorry. I've never been in the military.
I would just love the training for this. Be like, all right, we got the knuckleball. We got the curve. We got the fastball. We got the changeup. That's if the Nazis are really close.
Just imagine, like, the commander going up to Kelly and being like, hey, I need you to throw this one deep and take these guys out. And Kelly, 4 feet in front of him. Run away quick.
Private Jordan, put that grenade down.
Do you have one that looks like a kickball? I can maybe get that one out there. But other than that, I don't know.
Spin sideways and stays right there. Spin sideways and just stays right there.
That's how we won the
war. Either way, I found that super interesting that was their way of saying, like, hey, you know what? If we do this, we can probably kick a little extra A, if you know what I'm saying.
Do you think they would watermelon them with a bat? Remember when you toss them up and just go...
I highly doubt that, considering it would blow up right in your mouth.
I mean, it had to have worked, right? We're back-to-back World War champs.
Yeah.
So
undefeated.
Undefeated in the World War.
Hey,
we should have said that. We got to knock on wood somewhere.
All about peace, though. Peace and love.
All right. Champs. Okay. All right. Anyway, so you might have found that one interesting. You maybe didn't. Doesn't matter to me because I'm going to do it again on Monday, whether you like it or not. And I know that sometimes when I bring these to the table that I'm the only one that finds them interesting. And I have to say that maybe it's a maybe.
Welcome to the bonus track. It's our very first break of the day. We started out talking about car air fresheners.
Yep.
And was that all we talked about?
I have a vendetta against peanut butter.
Oh,
organic
that's right.
Peanut butter.
You poor soul. Like, who puts a... I'm not even going to get it
away. Brian versus the peanut butter.
Look, I didn't win that one, but I'll win the next battle. I'm not worried. I'll win the next one.
This is why it's our bonus track, because sometimes it's hot content like this. And that's why we tack it on the end of the podcast.
Black ice and black ice only, baby.
Oh, okay. I do
that's
like
a good
that.
One. Which one do you got, Chelsea and Betty White?
I like to hit that Island Margarita.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So it always smells like summer in your car, probably.
So good.
I need a new air freshener. So this Tiguan that I have,
yeah,
it smells a little moldy still. Like I got the sunroof to stop leaking. I got the mold spores out. These mold spores in this car looked like, you know the drawings of COVID-19 that they would show during the pandemic? That's what the mold looked like in this car when I vacuumed it out.
They actually grew to that size.
Yeah. Like they were, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've been breathing this in for like a year.
Yikes.
So we'll see how that goes. But I was like, I need a new air freshener. And what's Bed Bath & Beyond? Is that the Victoria's Secret one? Bath & Body Works.
Bath & Body Works, yeah.
They were doing car air fresheners for a while that were awesome. And they did it for like a few months and then they stopped. I'm guessing that maybe they just didn't sell that
That's
well.
That's what I have. I stocked up on them. You can still get them online.
I shouldn't. I had one that was like campfire, and oh, I loved it.
You know what works really well?
What?
The Febreze, like, fabric spray.
Okay, to get the mold smell
out? Yeah, go and just start busting it all over the floor and on the seats
and
things.
Don't they have the little clips, too, that kind of slide into the vents?
Yeah, but I'm saying with the mold spores, you're going to want to get... You want to deep dive in that.
I would hit with bleach first before
I don't want to bleach the carpet, though.
No.
I don't want to bleach the carpet. This is a 2009 Tiguan, Chelsea.
Yeah.
You get a car like this, you keep it cherry, okay?
Okay, so yummy smelling mold then. Okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
Spray that thing down.
The mold smell is starting to come back now that the heat's coming back a little bit.
Oh, Lord.
In the winter, I couldn't smell it because the car was frozen on the inside.
I just like that every season there's an issue with the Tiguan. Every season there's something new.
It's funny, I have a gigantic cup sitting in my center console, and my wife was like, what is that for? I was like, well, when I bring it to the car wash sometimes, it's a 50-50 chance it's going to leak. Like, it'll leak through the sunroof, or through the visor. Like, water will start pouring in through the visor.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So
now I just got a little cup there. But that it's 50-50. It happens sometimes, sometimes it doesn't.
Oh, my gosh.
That's trashy.
I'll give you that trashy. One. I'm headed to the car wash after this today. I'm like, gotta make sure I got my cup.
You also got your swimsuit on and your goggles just in case you're going to go for a little dip. And
the funny thing is, I was like, how is water even coming through the sun visor?
Oh, that's the next thing you got to YouTube is to figure out that one.
This car is a burner, though. This car is because I drive 100 miles a day to and from work. So it's like, we'll just burn this into the ground.
That's fair.
Right.
That is fair.
Vicky said you should just steam clean the carpet and the seats.
Oh, I should. Ooh. I got a steam cleaner now, too.
Did you find that on the side of the road?
No, my wife bought it for me for Valentine's Day. That's a great idea.
There you go.
The romance is not dead in my relationship. What did you guys do last night, Chelsea? It's
steaming. Cooked a little bit, and I took a nap.
All right.
What else did I do?
Boy, that's a wild evening.
That's about it, man.
Look out.
I had a day. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I watched Crossroads, right? Britney Spears, 2002.
Wow.
And that was a good movie.
Classic. You're the first person to ever say that out loud.
Yeah, so is Geely.
Compared to what you would think. But no, then my man comes in, he sits down, proceeds to analyze and rip and shred apart the whole entire movie. And I'm like, if you drop one more F-bomb at Britney Spears, I said, you need to go upstairs.
He had a point.
Hey, I was having a good time watching my chick flicks. We have another 75-inch screen TV upstairs. Get up there. Go watch it. Okay.
Must be nice.
Who signs the contract?
That's his paycheck. Must be nice.
My man has a job. That was my first standard.
You have a tough screening process.
Yeah, rough luck.
You got a job? Let's date.
All right. We're together.
You'd be surprised, Kelly.
Brian, you doing anything interesting yesterday? Because if not, let's just skip it.
Dude, I got a vendetta against organic peanut butter.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I do.
Dude, organic peanut butter is the best because it tastes like peanuts.
Nope, gross. That's gross. Organic peanut butter, gross. First and foremost, it is nasty.
This body's a temple.
It's not peanut butter. It's like peanut goop. It just, it's all over the place.
It separates. It's nasty.
It's disgusting.
You just gotta stir it up, you knuckleheads.
Wait, do you store it in the fridge or in your cupboard?
No. You gotta do it in the fridge.
Can
I give you guys a hot take, Brian Riley?
Please
store it upside down so the oil goes to the bottom.
Well,
then when you flip it, the oil's at the bottom and not the top.
Only if the cap's on all the way.
So what I did, because I'm a Skippy guy, right? I'm a natural Skippy guy.
Old school.
That's the best flavor. I go and I'm like, there's the oil on top. So I go, I'm going to take my one handheld blender.
No.
And I'm going to mix this thing up. With the handheld mixer thing.
Oh.
A spoon would have sufficed.
So I'm because I want to get the oil in there. There's like an inch of oil on top of this thing. Again, gross. Disgusting. Mix that thing. All of a sudden, I put it in. I didn't put the mixer down far enough. It went everywhere.
Well, yeah.
And I mean, like sealing my face into my dinner, everything. And I'm like, why? And then I ate some of it, and it just tasted like... peanuts. And it wasn't any good. There's no sugar in it.
Yeah.
Give me the unhealthy stuff.
It's what peanut butter should taste like. I love organic peanut butter.
Look,
I can't go back. I can't go back to Skippy, Jif, none of that.
Ooh, I'm an off-brand guy. Give me the off-brand of everything. Give me the Skippy peanut butter, the cheap stuff that I know isn't actually peanut butter.
You know what
I want to ingest.
So cheap foods that you love. Mm-hmm. I love the cheapest macaroni and cheese that you can find.
Ooh, that's a tough take.
I like it dry and cheap.
like they don't even give you close to enough powder on it.
Like it doesn't even taste like cheese.
I love my Kraft. I love ripping open that package.
Well, I mean, Kraft is still cheap, but I'm saying if there's Kraft there and then there's something even cheaper.
It has to have the name. No.
If there's essential every day, I'm going with that one.
My dogs do that organic peanut butter. Oh. That's what they get because I won't even eat that.
Good for them.
And I load it up in their little bones for them. So they'll pick up their bones and they'll whip them at me. And I'll be like, okay, they want peanut butter.
Give us Skippy.
It splatters everywhere.
Oh, they don't get the Skippy. They don't get the Jiffy. Yeah, just splatters.
Damn, I want a peanut butter sandwich now. On top of them hard-boiled eggs that are not sitting right in my stomach.
Well, yeah, because you were just doing backflips in the middle of the studio.
Look, guys, hey.
Go.
Get on my level.
I can't. Look, I've tried.
Get on my level. That's all I'm going to say.
You blast off, man.
Are you guys ready to do some history?
Let's go.
I love life. What do you want from me? That's not true. All right, here we go. Today, on this day in 1984.
By Kareem from Clifford Ray. 1-for-1. Turnaround with that jump shot. So effective for Kareem this year.
It's hard to find good audio of these games from the 80s, but in 1984, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar became the highest scoring player in NBA history, scoring a record 31,421 points.
Got that nasty hook shot.
Wow.
Does that record still stand?
I don't think so.
Okay. I bet Caitlin Clark might break that record, man.
Dude, she...
I mean, she's not in the NBA, but she may break the scoring record.
She broke the college one, like all of college.
Right. Pistol Pete Maravich.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that she's just a force, man. She is causing Final Four ticket prices for the Women's NCAA Championship to be the highest price ever. People are paying almost $800 a ticket now.
I tried going to see Caitlin Clark take on the Gophers at the Barn.
Yeah.
And I was going to take my girlfriend.
Right.
It was like $150 tickets to sit in the bleeds at the Barn.
She's a generational athlete, man. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Like, she's what the WNBA needs.
Oh, yeah.
So awesome.
So good for her. We'll see what happens with her scoring. All right. It was on this day in 1987.
See, let me explain something to you. I work all day. And when somebody works all day, they need to have some fun at night. Now, I don't actually expect you to understand any of this, but trust me, I'm your husband. I know best.
1987, Fox debuted two shows, Married with Children, starring Ed O'Neill, which we just heard there as Al Bundy, and then the Tracy Ullman Show on this day back in 1987, which is where we got The Simpsons from, actually.
Really?
They started out as a short on the Tracy Ullman Show. It's just like kind of a bumper between commercials.
I kind of see that sense of humor.
But it wasn't funny, though. Like, the early Simpsons was just...
Dark.
It wasn't even dark.
It wasn't good.
It was just like, bleh.
Confusing, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like the Homer Simpson in the first season.
Right.
Well, he looked goofy.
Well, Homer Simpson was good from seasons 2 to 10, and then they started making him so dumb that he wasn't likable anymore. Homer Simpson always had redeeming qualities. Like, he was a doofus, but he loved his kids, he loved his wife, and then they stopped doing that and made him dumber and dumber and dumber, and that's why the show sucks now.
Yeah, you can't just have, like, a straight-up loser.
Right, he's got to have some redeeming qualities. They tried to make him like Peter Griffin, and it just didn't work. And then on this day in 1994, a sad note.
Kurt Cobain was the lead singer of the group Nirvana. This morning, his body found at home, another casualty of success.
If you watch the movie, what was it called? Everything Smells Like Bleach?
Okay.
You will 100% believe that Courtney Love had Kurt Cobain killed or killed him herself.
That was the love of her life.
No, it was not. Do you know anything about this relationship?
It was a toxic relationship.
It was the most toxic, and even her dad believes that she had him killed. So, yeah, that's a great relationship.
Mm.
Celebrating a birthday today, you guys might know this guy.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
When this song came out, wedding DJs everywhere rejoiced. This was so fun to play at weddings. Still is,
song.
But it kind of got played out now, but it's kind of like the electric slide. You don't really play it anymore.
Oh, I love
the Macarena.
Slide.
Do you still play the Macarena at weddings?
No.
The chicken
only,
dance?
Only upon special request.
Can I get that on repeat?
Maybe I should talk more about boring stuff no one cares about. How old is Pharrell today? Anybody got a guess? Chelsea?
I'm going to go 38.
Mm-mm. Oh, wow.
Okay. I don't know. Mm-mm.
He was 6 when that song came out. How old do you think he is, Brian Riley? Pharrell Williams.
I think he's shockingly old. I think he's like 47.
Shockingly old.
Well, guess what? Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm 48.
Well, I'm saying he doesn't seem like he's been around that long.
How shockingly
old.
Grandpa. Pharrell is, if you can believe it, he's older than me. He actually survived to live past my age. Pharrell is the ripe old age. Oops, I didn't give you guys the buzzer. Pharrell is the ripe old age of 51 today.
Get out.
He looks 18 still. The dude still looks 18.